This is a Cortez Radio news update. Sometime this fall, the Cortez Island Foundation will be offering the community of Cortez Island a public venue to explore and bridge the issues that divide us. As we get closer to the launch date, they will explain how, where, and when these discussions will take place. The topic came up during a discussion of the water shortages that some of the island's shallow wells are currently experiencing while we are at drought level 4. As John Preston explained,
I'm on the board of the Cortez Foundation, which is a foundation for Cortez. We can own property, we can give tax receipts, all for the good of the common community. And in that organization, part of our mandate is we're going to just set up a much bigger conversation island-wide on any topic. We were yesterday at a meeting talking about sponsoring a facilitator to be present through the fall for anyone on Cortez on specific dates to get together and just start airing out some of the issues that people are encountering on the island, any divisiveness between groups, trying to get it at least expressed. So we're actually aiming at taking the next step and offering the island a voice to speak to itself and try to reach consensus on many, many different kinds of issues. And this is something, if you've ever had a history of going to community meetings on Cortez, I mean, they're a little tamer now, it's almost sad, but they used to be flaming events of differences of opinion, you know, and people would scream, shout, walk out. It was quite colorful. But we do need the conversation now. And as a species, it's time to recognize we have everything in common. And that is not how Cortez has worked traditionally. We have a very deep culture of self-reliance here, which is a beautiful thing. So if you come and move here and you were previously a logger and you have great outdoor skills, you can become self-reliant quite quickly and it really suits you. But to have someone like myself or my wife come here, who come from the healing arts and a whole different background that we give our time to, just learned how to sharpen a chainsaw after 18 years, and I'm becoming a little more reliant, but I'm quite famous for not being together with machinery. But every community needs all these disparate parts to function. And our community has had a very high value on this self-reliant aspect, as opposed to harvesting community cooperation. Why do we need everybody need a bread maker or whatever machine we have when six households could share one? We are the kind of community that could make those kind of agreements with itself. So there's a huge area of conversation opening up for everybody on every different aspect of life. And water is there to say, pay attention, because you will notice this the moment you run dry, your life will change. Every single community member on Cortez is actually being called now to get together. Just like the aquifer, the problem of one becomes the problem of everybody if it's not attended to. So all us surface well people have a problem with this drought.
Preston believes that the deep wells some people are drilling punch holes in the aquifer and threaten everyone's water supply. One of the immediate topics of concern will undoubtedly be a collective response to the island's water issues. As regards the Cortez Foundation itself, Preston said,
our mandate right now is to get it out there that this thing exists, and it's only had its charitable status a couple of months. It is a game changer for Cortez. We now have an instrument that will allow the community to attend to some of these very kind of issues. We can now, Cortez now has a basket that it can start to fill with resources that are for everyone. They're not for a particular group. The foundation is island-wide. And we're going to be putting out a message that we want to hear from people. What are their needs? What are their worries? So it's an organization that has not existed before, and it's nascent. It's just starting. But its intention is actually to provide something that hasn't been here at all, which is a future that we can all cumulatively start contributing to. Just in time or too late, we don't know yet. You know, but the whole planet has that issue, just in time or too late. Which head are you going to get into? I'm in the just in time camp.
You've been listening to an interview with John Preston, one of the directors of the Cortez Island Foundation, about the foundation's plan to set up a public venue to bridge the issues that divide us.